ran into a rock star, give us your, if you ran into a rock star, not at a concert, but, you know, in a hotel, in a store, in a, what do you got? Brad and John at KISM.com. Here's Ray's email. Hey, Brad and John, I was having dinner with my then-girlfriend at Moonshadows Restaurant in Malibu, California. I took her there to celebrate her birthday. After dinner, the waitress brought us a cupcake with a candle on it. When she walked away, a guy came over to our table and wished her a happy birthday. I recognized him right away, as did she. It was Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, and then he sang happy birthday
to her. Wow, nice.
Oh, my God. Love your show. I listen every morning as I get ready to work. Are you...
You're never
topping that.
Live to be 140, and you won't have a birthday like that.
You lie to her and you say, "Yeah, I had that arranged. Yeah. I had." You don't want to know how much money it cost me to make that moment happen for you. But I did.
Now I got to call up people on Cameo and pay them $200 to send you a birthday wish.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
Terry was on his way to a concert. Back in the mid-70s, he says, my wife and I went up to Vancouver to see Stevie Wonder. We went a little early so we could get a late lunch at our favorite cafe in West Van. When we were seated, Stevie and his wife were at the table next to us. Forgetting he'd been blind since birth, I asked him for his autograph. His wife guided his hand for him because he can't write, and they were very kind.
Wow.
Afterwards, I felt like a fool for asking him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah. I mean, what are you doing? The words come out of your mouth, but it's just that you see a celebrity, and it's just a thing that you ask. And then as they start doing it, you don't want to say no, because then you're it's almost like you're embarrassing him. I say, no, I don't. You shouldn't have to do something like that. You're blind. He's going to go through it. You got to let him go through with it at that point. I saw Stevie Wonder in concert, and it was the weirdest. It's the weirdest. I've never seen this happen before, but he lost his voice in the middle of the concert.
Oh, you told me about
it. Hey, he couldn't sing and just like left the stage. They said, Stevie will be back. We'll be back. And everybody just kind of waited there for about 45 minutes. I don't know what they did backstage, but he came back. And he had his voice.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's got to be a frightening moment for him, too. For any singer to lose your voice, but then you're like, what?
Yeah.
Then you,
but
then
he's such a musician, I'm thinking he could probably pull off an instrumental on any instrument.
Well, they did for a while.
Keep everybody happy.
They did for about 10 minutes. They were vamping with him on the keyboards and stuff like that, because you're wondering what is going on. But then Stevie's got to ask him, too. He's got to, all right, tell me how many people are still there. You know, when he's coming back, he wants, is this really worth it? How many people are in the stands right now? It was still a pretty full house, I would say. Not that many people left. Brad and John at KISM.com.
Yeah, and Wayne, how about Wayne's? He says, this happened to my mom and dad, so I don't feel like I qualify for anything, but it's a fun story. About 9 years ago, my family took my mom and dad to the Maritime provinces for their last vacation. He'd grown up there and wanted to see his childhood town. They lived in central British Columbia, and so it was about a 10-hour drive from our house. And anyways, we get there, and by the time my parents got there, after a 5-hour flight and a couple car ride, my mom is irritated and begins to tell us about an encounter at the Moncton Airport. And my mom has dementia, so her memory's fading a little bit, and it was hard to piece together exactly what happened. But she said this guy was in the airport being followed by a bunch of people, and all the passengers and all came to flock around him, and they were making such a ruckus, it was hard to make it through the terminal. And then to make matters worse, he came to us to say good morning and shook our hands and had delayed everything. And my mom, she says, all I wanted was peace and quiet in the terminal, and this is more than they could cope with. I asked who it was, and she couldn't remember. Said something having about a one name being associated with YouTube or whatever. I mentioned a few people. She said, no, that doesn't sound right. I laughed it off. I thought maybe my mom was just having a moment. The next morning, we're having breakfast, and the news crew does a story about Bono in town. And she's like, that's him.
That's the guy.
That's the guy. And it was Bono at the airport causing a big scene. Mom had no idea who it was.
I ran into a rock star. Brad and John at KISM.com.